Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Reports coming out of the Netherlands add to mounting evidence that physician-assisted suicide over time leads to the non-voluntary euthanizing of patients, patients who neither requested nor authorized their deaths. In a recent article appearing in the British publication The Daily Mail, there was a well-documented case where the once highly touted safeguard that only competent people currently asking for death will be killed was willfully abandoned. A 64-year-old woman with severe dementia was euthanized in the Netherlands, even though she was no longer competent. The Daily Mail reported that this practice of killing patients with dementia is on the rise and is being documented. A report released earlier this year revealed a total of 21 patients with early-stage dementia, including Alzheimer's, died by lethal injection in Holland in 2010. This is the first time dementia sufferers have been included in the country's euthanasia statistics. Even so, does this pose a threat to those in the United States? After all, assisting suicide is currently legal in only two states, Oregon and Washington, and may have some legal basis in the state of Montana due to a 2010 court decision. However, while assisting suicide remains illegal in nearly every jurisdiction in the United States, those who tirelessly promote doctor-prescribed death are on the offensive in New England. There is a current effort underway in Massachusetts to obtain 70,000 signatures of registered voters before a petition to legalize it can be presented to the legislature. If they get this far, lawmakers could either adopt it as a law or let voters decide to send it to a referendum vote in the November 2012 general election. The other major effort is in Vermont. Thanks to an outpouring of opposition, a bill to legalize doctor-prescribed death was not taken up in 2011, but could gain traction once the 2012 legislative session begins. So what could happen next if two New England states were to join Oregon and Washington State? The more states that adopt these dangerous laws, the greater is the risk of other states removing protection from vulnerable populations. Most would be shocked to learn that in the United States, legalizing assisted suicide can legally mean legalizing non-voluntary euthanasia. While Compassion and Choices, the group promoting assisted suicide laws in the states, claims to only seek to allow doctor-prescribed death for the competent, such a limitation is often legally impossible. But state courts have ruled time and again that if competent people have a right, the Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution's 14th Amendment requires that incompetent people be given the same right. And it should be noted that in the Netherlands, legalizing voluntary assisted suicide for those with terminal illness has spread to include non-voluntary euthanasia for many who have no terminal illnesses. A 2009 article from the Daily Mail documented that cases of Dutch euthanasia in the country have increased from 1,626 in 2003 to 2,331 in 2008. It is also alleged that there have been thousands of cases of involuntary euthanasia and dozens of killings of disabled newborns. This has meant that the problems for which death in now the legal solution include such things as mental illness, permanent disability, and even simple old age. This cautionary tale being told in the Netherlands adds to mounting evidence that once human beings are regarded as disposable in some initially carefully circumscribed circumstances, those circumstances will steadily expand. When you put a price on human life, the price goes down. The threat of this happening in the United States might not be as far off as one might think. To learn more about our efforts against euthanasia and doctor-prescribed death in the United States, visit the resource links at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.